podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hello, and welcome to Cultivating Calm, a podcast all about anxiety and how to overcome it. Anxiety can quickly overwhelm our lives with stress and worry, but this podcast works to help relieve those anxious thoughts and feelings. In this series, I will be discussing not only what anxiety is, but ways in which to calm the mind and tips on how to cope with your anxiety in new and effective ways. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Cultivating Calm. This episode is the final episode of my podcast series. Throughout this podcast, I have talked about ways to overcome your anxiety through things such as mindset, consciousness, self-love, and much, much more. Even though these methods may help you in overcoming your anxiety, sometimes it may become necessary to seek professional help. That is why I am dedicating today's episode to talking about professional help and resources available to help you with your anxiety. In this episode, I am going to go over how to know when you may need professional help, what options there are available in terms of therapy, what to expect from therapy, how to get the most out of your therapy sessions, and I will also be sharing some organizations that specialize in anxiety. First, it is so crucial that you get the help that you need when you need it. If at any point your anxiety gets to the point where you think you may need professional help, please seek it out and talk to a therapist or counselor as soon as possible. If at any time your anxiety interferes with your relationships, isolates you from others, stops you from doing things that you enjoy, causes consistent sleep issues, affects your personality, affects your ability to concentrate, is affecting your physical health, or anything else of that nature, please consider talking to a therapist. I know that admitting you need help and ultimately reaching out is incredibly difficult, but it is more important to get the help that you need than to go through mental battles alone. I have always struggled with anxiety, but there was one difficult time in my life where myself and my family decided that it was time that I talked to a professional. I was starting to lose weight, it was hard for me to interact with anyone, and I was in a state of anxiety constantly. I never got a break from it. Although admitting that I needed to talk to a therapist was very difficult, it seriously changed my life, and I am hoping that it can for you as well. There are so many different options when it comes to therapy. I briefly talked about what different kinds of therapy there are in episode 1, but I'm going to go more into detail in this episode. The type of therapy that you receive will depend on what anxiety disorder it is that you have. The first and most common form of therapy for anxiety is cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT. CBT involves both cognitive and behavioral therapy. Through the cognitive part, you will learn cognitive restructuring, which is identifying the thoughts that are triggering your anxiety. Through the behavior part, you'll learn CBT methods to reduce problematic behaviors associated with anxiety-related disorders. During behavior therapy, you will be encouraged to take part in anxiety-provoking activities, and you'll learn that your feared outcomes are unlikely, according to the therapy group of DC. Overall, the goal of CBT is to identify and understand your negative thinking and ineffective behavior patterns and replace them with more realistic thoughts and effective actions and coping mechanisms, according to Very Well Mind. Another type of therapy is exposure therapy. Exposure therapy is a common CBT method that involves conquering what you are afraid of head-on. Your therapist will slowly introduce you to things or situations that cause you anxiety. There are three steps to exposure therapy: relax, list, and expose. Your therapist will first try to relax you through deep breathing, mindfulness, or something else like that. Then, you will create a list of what triggers your anxiety, ranking them based on intensity, and lastly, you will work your way through the list of triggers while also incorporating some of the relaxation techniques to calm you. There is also dialectical behavioral therapy. This therapy was originally used to treat borderline personality disorder, according to the National Library of Medicine, but it is now used to treat a variety of conditions, such as anxiety. This therapy helps to regulate emotions by learning opposite action and self-soothing. opposite action involves acting the opposite of how you feel. For example, when you are sad, you are expected to find something to make you happier. Also, self-soothing involves grounding yourself through the five senses. Another form of therapy is art therapy. This involves using visual art to express an emotion or feeling. This can also provide a calming sensation similar to how one might feel from practicing mindfulness or meditation. This therapy treatment is typically used alongside other CBT methods, and it is not often used as a standalone therapy. This is a newer kind of therapy, so the full benefits and effectiveness of art therapy are not yet confirmed as more research is needed. There is also psychodynamic therapy. This type of therapy involves uncovering past conflicts and working through those issues. It also helps both you and your therapist understand your emotions and how you process things. By understanding and working towards improving how you think and process things, this can help alleviate anxiety in the future by being able to work through conflict better. According to Very Well Mind, psychodynamic therapy is one of the most intensive forms of therapy. This is because the overall goal for this therapy is to help the client develop the resources needed to work through future problems without the help of a therapist. Although there are many forms of therapy, the last one that I'm going to be mentioning is interpersonal therapy. Interpersonal therapy involves issues you may have in interpersonal relationships, such as conflicts with family and friends, problems communicating with others, having unresolved grief, and not being able to work through social changes at work or elsewhere. Through interpersonal therapy, the goal is to help you learn how to express your emotions in a healthy way and learn how to communicate with others in a more efficient way. As you can see, each type of these therapies tailors to a specific type of anxiety, although therapies such as cognitive behavioral therapy can work for many types of anxiety. For example, interpersonal therapy helps those struggle with social anxiety get through social situations in a better way, and exposure therapy may help those with anxiety that stems from triggers. The type of therapy that you receive does depend on what your doctor or therapist believes that you need. Now that you are aware of how many options you have when it comes to therapy, let me break down what you can expect from therapy and how you can get the most out of it. You might expect therapy to magically fix all of your problems just from one session, but this is almost never the case. Even though the point of therapy is to help you overcome and handle your anxiety better, your anxiety may get worse before it gets better. This is something that I wasn't aware of before starting therapy, and that's why I'm telling you this now. It does get better, but you shouldn't go into therapy having high hopes and expectations for how you may end up feeling after the session. Just let the session happen, listen to your therapist, and take the actions that they are recommending to you. These are professionals, and they know what they are doing. In saying this, it is also important to know that the first therapist that you talk with may not be the right fit for you. It could take you a while to find the therapist that feels right for you and that you feel the most comfortable with, so don't lose hope if everything doesn't work out right away. Therapy is a process. Like I've said many times before, anxiety is unique for each individual, and therapy is too. Your therapist, treatment plan, how long you go to therapy for, and everything like that all depends on your individual case. Let me walk you through what a therapy session could look like. You're going to therapy to solve some sort of problem causing you or that is caused by your anxiety. So that is the goal of the session, to work towards solving your problem. You will describe your issue, how you feel about it, and then the therapist will try to offer some solutions to your problem. Throughout the session, your therapist may also ask you clarifying questions to get to know your situation better. Think of it like talking to a friend who is trying to help you. Also, you don't have to talk about anything that you don't want to. What you talk about entirely depends on what issue you are working to solve. So talking to a therapist isn't entirely focused on your childhood, your traumas, or anything else you may have expected to talk about in therapy. After having this conversation with your therapist, they then may give you homework. This means that they will give you something to try to ease your anxiety before the next session that you have with them. Therapy is something that can be difficult for some people to get through. To make the most out of your therapy sessions, be willing to be vulnerable and don't pretend to be okay. These professionals are not here to judge you, they are here to help you. Don't be afraid to also ask your therapist questions. This is your life that you are working towards improving. Also, make sure you are focusing on achieving your goals in therapy, as well as listening to what your therapist suggests. As long as you're vulnerable, trust your therapist, listen to their suggestions, and try, you will benefit from it. To give you some insight as to what a real experience with therapy looks like, let me describe what therapy was like for me. Myself and my family decided that it was time to talk to a doctor about my anxiety when it started to take over my life. I first talked to a physician who then sent in a referral to the psychology department. I was matched with a psychologist, and because I was going to be going through therapy during the pandemic, my sessions were over video chat. My first session was mostly my therapist trying to get to know me and figure out what was causing my anxiety in the first place. And after that session, I finally felt heard and more hopeful for overcoming my anxiety. Over the course of 4 months, I met with my therapist once a month. Each session consisted of me talking about what was new in my life, if my anxiety had changed at all, and she would work through my anxiety with me. She would give me tips on how I could handle it better and how I could switch my mind on itself. After each session, she would give me homework, and with each assignment, I was expected to try a new anxiety coping mechanism before our next appointment. At each appointment, she would go over if the coping mechanism worked for me or if it didn't, and she would recommend something new to try if something did not work for me. I ended my therapy after 4 months. This was because I had accumulated many techniques and skills into my life for overcoming my anxiety that made it so that I wouldn't need therapy anymore. Overall, therapy was so beneficial for me, and I don't know where I would be today without that experience. I believe giving therapy a try if you are having a difficult time managing your anxiety is definitely worth a shot. I would like to conclude this episode by talking about what resources there are available other than therapy for overcoming your anxiety. There are many organizations available to you to do more research on anxiety as well as offer extra support. The first organization is the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, and their website is adaa.org. They provide resources on how to understand your anxiety, how you can find help, and how you can educate yourself more on the topic of anxiety. Another organization I would like to share is the National Institute of Mental Health at nimh.nih.gov, which is the lead federal agency for research on mental disorders. The last organization that I will mention is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, and their number is 1-800-662-HELP. It is a free, confidential, 24/7, 365-day-a-year referral and information service in English and Spanish for individuals and families facing mental and/or substance use disorders, according to their website at samhsa.gov. If you need any additional information or resources, please look into these organizations. In this episode, I talked about how to know when you should seek professional help, what different kinds of therapies there are, what to expect from a therapy session and how to make the most of it, and what additional resources there are available for anxiety. Thank you so much for listening to this last episode of Cultivating Calm, and just remember that everything will be okay and that you can and will overcome your anxiety.